Dr. Saber is sitting in office note on patient Kareem Farhat, F-A-R-H-A-T, Kareem, K-A-R-I-M, date of birth is 8-28-1956, date of service 11-30-2023, preparing of the patient, 67-year-old gentleman, who presents to my office to be following on his kidney dysfunction. His past medical history includes the following: 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, GFR baseline 45 to 50 milliliter per minute. Next, left renal artery stenosis between 30 to 60%. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 since 1989. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, coronary artery disease that's post CABG in 2004. Next, congestive heart failure, ejection fraction 35 to 40%. Next, peripheral vascular disease. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, PTSD. Next, history of DVT right lower extremity. Next, history of gout / hyperuricemia. Per paragraph. Past surgical history includes CABG in 2004 and right femoral iliac bypass. Pure paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Pure paragraph, social history, patient is married, has 2 kids, he does have history of remote smoking, no alcohol, he is currently retired. Family history, father and mother had heart disease, has, his sister has diabetes mellitus type 2. Period paragraph, review of systems, reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He does have nocturia times 2 at night, no straining upon urination, has complete bladder emptying, and leg swelling on and off. Period paragraph. All other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications include the following: allopurinol, aspirin, atorvastatin, bisoprolol, bupropion, Farxiga, Cymbalta, ezetimibe, finerenone, furosemide, ivabradine, Xarelto, Entresto, and tamsulosin. Period paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active toilet and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-injected sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no DTP paragraph, next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sound of regularity and rhythm, normal sinus 2, normal is heard, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resist heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities to restrace edema, the lower extremities, no skin rash, no neuro exam is not focal. Investigations include the following from August 2023. Urine microalbuminuria is negative. Sugar 120. BUN 72, creatinine 1.71, uric acid 5.5, sodium 139.8, potassium 5, calcium 9.5, phosphorus 3.75, albumin 4.14, AST, ALT are normal, CPK 97, triglycerides 226, cholesterol 102, HDL 30, white count is 11.1, hemoglobin is 14.3, platelet count 259, hemoglobin A1c 6.6. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3b, this is multifactorial, most likely cardiorenal syndrome, also ischemic nephropathy with a history of left renal artery stenosis. Kidney function is expected to fluctuate with heart function and diuretic use. We are going to monitor closely. Period. Next, diagnosis: diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently controlled. Next, hypertension with hypotension in the office today, but totally asymptomatic. Patient was instructed to monitor his blood pressure very carefully at home and to decrease his bisoprolol to once a day if he continues to have blood pressures below 100 systolic. Period. Next, diagnosis: coronary artery disease, that's post CABG in 2004, and congestive heart failure, ejection fraction 35 to 40%. Patient will be referred to see advanced heart failure team at Houston Methodist Hospital. Per paragraph. Next, hyperlipidemia control, continue current statin and ezetimibe therapy. Next, PTSD, continue bupropion. Next, history of DVT, continue Xarelto. Next, BPH, continue tamsulosin. Period paragraph. We are going to do a basic workup for follow-up and see patient back in televisit in 10 days to discuss the results and the report. Thanks.